Aloha and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Developers often say how expensive it is to build affordable housing, even with deal-making and trade-offs from government. Just as often, the units are apartments. But the nonprofit Habitat for Humanity is known for its affordable home builds, and at the end of this summer, there will be 10 new ones in West Hawaii. We wondered about how those homes will be built, how much they'll cost, even with volunteer labor and donated construction material, and how all of it will happen over 10 days in September. Patrick Kearney is the executive director for Habitat for Humanity West Hawaii and recently announced the build. He's on the line now. Aloha.
Aloha, Beth Ann.
Now, we know that a house can mean many different things. What are the descriptors of a Habitat house?
Well, Habitat builds simple, decent, affordable homes and provides home ownership opportunities for families with limited income.
That part we know about it, but in terms of if you had to give me a walking tour of the house virtually, what would that look like?
Oh, it's kind of a single floor layout, kind of a rambler, three bedroom, two bathroom, kind of open kitchen with a countertop that leads into the living room in the front of the house, and these homes have a nice little carport and two lanais off the sides as well.
What's the square footage?
The square footage of the house is about 1,100 square feet.
So we're talking about, in some cases, the size of an apartment or a condo, but at least having the ability to be freestanding and a little bit more private. At this point,
exactly.
When you're starting to look at all this, and I realize that you've been doing this in the planning stage for the last couple of years, but since the last build that you did in, I think, 2012, what has changed for you in trying to now double the amount of houses that you did in 2012? What has been happening to be able to make these 10 houses a possibility?
Well, the 2012 Blitz build, as you mentioned, we did 5 homes in 10 days, and that went relatively smoothly. And we thought that this being our 15-year anniversary here in West Hawaii, that we could double down on that and do 10 with, fairly the same amount of prep time with and probably a double the size of the volunteers, which we've been grooming and developing. One of our big programs is the Global Village program, where we host teams from all over the world, but mainly from U.S. and Canada, and they come and build for a week here. And so we're actually hosting 10 Global Village teams on the site, along with another organization called the Blitz Home Builders, and they are an organization that chooses a Habitat affiliate every year, and leads Blitz builds for the affiliate. So they're coming back again.
The point that you're making is that going into this whole project, you know that you're reliant on external volunteers in this very highly networked way. But I'm also curious about the costs of the homes, because in 2012, it wasn't all that long after the Great Recession, and construction costs were lower. And here we are now, 5 years later, and we've been watching those costs escalate in lots of different projects. But I'm wondering how that has affected your ability to not only turn out 5 homes, but now 10.
Yes, that is true. And our costs have gone up as well. We have a great partnership with the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and they are able to access federal funds through HUD. And so the cost of construction is pretty much intact.
How much does it cost to build a house?
We're estimating the three-bedroom, two-bath home to be around $145,000.
And that's your cost to build it?
Correct.
And then is that what somebody is able to purchase it for?
Yes. And then what we do is, in partnership with the Hawaiian Homelands, we set up a mortgage for the family, a 30-year mortgage based on what it cost us to build. plus a 10% admin fee that we have to keep our doors open. And the family gets a 30-year mortgage at no interest.
Now, very clearly, this is targeting a specific population. But as we always hear about how difficult it is to have affordable homes built, that they're so dependent upon obviously having infrastructure, you can only put this into places where there, I would take it, already be that infrastructure?
Correct, yes. On the DHHL properties, put in all the infrastructure for us.
And how much more room is there? How many more houses could that area accommodate?
Well, they also were able to allow us to use 10 vacant lots across the street, which we'll use for setup and staging of the home. So there's plenty of room there. And I believe they have plans to build 165 more homes, rent-to-own projects that we hope to be involved with as well in the future.
Clearly, even given the fact that those numbers don't sound huge, given the thousands that were already behind the curve, but to every lucky family who gets to occupy one of those homes, it's more than just a roof over their heads. There's a sense of ownership and stakeholdership with that. How much more would you like to be able to do in the next 5 years apart from this particular project? Is there anything else for you that you're scoping at this point?
Yes, we have a very aggressive strategic plan. Our goal is to build 75 homes in the next 5 years. With probably another blitz build in between there. But, you know, we feel like we need to make a bigger dent in our community with affordable housing. So
And forgive me for interrupting you, but we have to go in just a second, though. But because we hear from developers who say, look, our jobs are to make, you know, good product and good money. And yes, we like to turn back to the community, and some have. Do you find yourself at odds at all with developers for not doing more of what you've been able to do or that you would like to do?
I haven't come across that. Most of the developers support us. We'll be tapping them to help with some of the construction. Our local Carpenters Union is a huge supporter of Habitat, and they will be coming out and volunteering. So it's really been a great partnership. Everybody understands and believes in the mission of Habitat.
Well, we wish you all the best, and look forward to seeing pictures of those new houses come the end of September. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bethan.
Patrick Kearney is the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity West Hawaii. The organization will build 10 homes in 10 days, starting September 13th.